all been waiting for. Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, cause one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but don't you choose to claim this promise.
Everyone, to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel, the Zach Daniel Show here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and the Repair of the Breach broadcast here with Zach Daniel can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday evening between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time, and, of course, Central Standard Time as well, from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Texas time, if you're in the Central Standard Time Zone, as well as all the other de jure respective states as well. And tonight we're going to open up the call lines, throw out some open line conversation, 800-313-9443. The last couple of weeks we had a special guest. If you've tuned into the broadcast here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN, we had Lloyd Brumbaugh from Ludlow Falls, Ohio, and appreciated his input in the last couple of weeks. But we're going to open it up tonight, you, the listener. Also, the chat room's open. Publicbroadcasting.org. You got comments, thoughts, you want to call in, 800-313-9443. We'll take your questions live on the air here on RBN. Will be right back.
Design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Breach here. My producer in the studio, Manny, doing a great job there in Round Rock Studios of RBN, the Republic Casting Network, Republic Broadcasting. .org is the website. And if you'd like to join in the chat room there, we got George H. in there and a few others. I'm having a little technical difficulties. But come on in and join in on the RBN chat line. Our Republic Broadcasting chat site is republicbroadcasting.org, 3w.republic.org, and we're going to have a, I believe, an interesting broadcast tonight. We're going to open up the call-in lines, 800-313-9443. We're going to talk about some of these issues that Lloyd Brumbaugh had brought up, and in case those who are confused of some of the issues that were raised, we want to clarify. And we want to make sure that hanging, so to speak, knowing that the Nephite record, which has been the thrust of the last couple of weeks' broadcast, the theme of the book, the purpose of the book, was to inform Gentiles that the New Testament was indeed Scripture, as well as the Tanakh, or the Torah, the First Covenant book, was indeed Scripture. And all the Nephite record was a third witness, and it came under subjection to the Torah, the half-Torah, the law, and the writings of the prophets, the first covenant, as well as the renewed covenant, which are more commonly known as the Old and New Testaments. So if you want to call in, you're welcome to 800-313-9443, and we'll take your comments, your thoughts, and so forth. And we'll go right into that. I'd like to read, though, a little bit from the Nephite record so that you could hear some of the prophetic utterance about how this land, what we call indeed the greatest land, the Americas, the United States of America, in particular North America, we need to be totally against a one-world government. We need to be against the merging of so-called nations into one, because that's just the Tower of Babel becoming reactivated, so to speak, or the really New World Order is just the Old World Order guard coming back to rear up its ugly satanic head. But nevertheless, when you look at Scripture, it does talk about a nation's sovereignty. It does talk about a nation's right to serve the Almighty, and its freedom to do so. And in this land, being the United States of America, the de jure side, of course, the de facto side, and that which is a foreign power that has usurped the true intent of the freedoms of this land, we have to understand that there's always two sides of the coin. You know, you've got yes and no, and you've got right or wrong, you've got heaven or hell. You've got Satan or the Father, the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, versus the Father of Lies, Satan. And, of course, you've got de facto, which is the imposter, but yet indeed are in power with being in reality. And then you have de jure, which is the original intent of government, by the people, of the people, and for the people. But before we go any further, though, with that, I mean, a lot of the words that you study and you research, and like Webster's Dictionary or Black's Law, you have to go back to the older, and we've touched on this before many times on the broadcast, you have to go back to the older dictionaries, encyclopedias, to get, a better understanding of what words really mean, to understand what the system, so to speak, the beast system, if you will, the de facto side would be, the beast system. The de jure would be the righteous intent of the people to be governed by their creator and have their unalienable rights not impeded or infringed upon. The people have created government, and therefore it is greater than government. And yet, we don't see that as a reality today, do we? We see the opposite is occurring, actually. And when you read, 13, as well as, Ether chapter number 10, 11, and 12, both chapters there, chapter 13, you will find such a great proclamation concerning this land that we know as the greatest land, the 50 de jure states, if you will, the United States of America. And even though the term America does go back to the serpent seed government, the term America, Amerruba, and the South American term goes back to a serpent or a flying serpent, but yet this land has indeed been the inheritance for Yisrael, and I think that's probably the better term from the scriptural standpoint, from the Torah standpoint, for those who love the first covenant and the new covenant. If you really love the Almighty Father, Yahweh, came in the flesh as the Messiah to lay down his life for us, to redeem us back to himself, and now he's given us a land of inheritance that he said in Deuteronomy 33:13-17 that Ephraim or Manasseh has his thousands, but Ephraim has his ten thousands, And that is indeed the lost sheep of the house of Israel here on the latest, the greatest land of all, the 50 states, the de jure states, I might add, the land. When I say Arizona, Arizona the land, not Arizona the corporate body politic that's been usurped by foreign bankers and foreign attorneys who are taking a bar card, who are now pledging allegiance to the British accredited registry or something to that effect. Correct me if I'm wrong. If anybody out there knows what the term bar means, please inform me, because I've heard it said it means the British accredited, the attorneys, or I should say even more so, the banking attorneys who have sold out the people's rights, who are now usurping public policy over true law. That comes to mind a couple attorneys there in the Phoenix, Arizona area, who have done just that, a bunch of traitors and sellouts, who now have, and not just them, but many. And, of course, there's a couple good attorneys that I have met. I met the attorney general, assistant attorney general, one of them anyhow, and they were delightful individuals. And believe in the office of the people and the judicial district. That is de jure, and that the county commissioners are de facto, or county supervisors are indeed de facto, but yet they have a de jure role that they don't even know, because the district attorney or county attorney who is literally covering their eyes from seeing truth of the matter of their magistrate capacity in their de jure role, which would be for case precedent, you can look on the internet, do a Google and search. A Supreme Court ruling of Shelby County, or Norton versus Shelby County. I think you would read that and be enlightened greatly. But again, I strongly recommend any county commissioner / county supervisor in their de facto capacity to read it for themselves and stop nursing at the so-called pagan breasts of Babylon. The de facto county attorney or de facto district attorney who has sworn allegiance to a foreign banking power that they represent. And I think there's a lot to be said or a lot to say after that. I think if you have any questions, the Nephite record, it talks about the secret works of darkness of government coming in, because we know we wrestle not with, you know, pagan government, de facto government. I'm not denying the right of so-called de facto government to exist, because it does. I'm not saying it's a righteous government. I'm saying it is what it is, and it is reality. But what we're talking about here is that the scripture talks about a secret works of darkness that Ephesians 6 even talks about in the New Testament, where we're wrestling not with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not wrestling with people. We're wrestling and fighting against the spirits of the enemy, who have now taken over people's minds, who have been literally demon-possessed. And it is indeed a reality. A fiction played out as reality. And I guess with that, since we opened up the call lines tonight, we're going to go with a good friend, good caller, supporter of this broadcast in Austin, Texas. How you doing, Dylan? Dylan, are you there?
How are you doing, brother? Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, hallelujah. He's the only thing that gives us peace. Everything else is a travesty right now.
Amen, amen. I really enjoyed your guest the last couple of shows, and I'm definitely going to be writing him for some of his information. And I'm now reading the second book of Nephi.
Incredible stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. I hear the music.
Yeah, why don't you hold on, and we'll keep you over to the break. Dylan in Austin, Texas, you want to call in, join in here on the Repair the Breach broadcast with me, Zach Daniel, and Dylan in Texas, 800-313-9443, and of course with my fine producer Manny at the controls there in Round Rock. We'll be right back. We got much, so stay in tune.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Denham of Repair the Breach here, and we've got Dylan in Austin, Texas, and of course you've got George H. in the chat room as well. All those that are on the republicbroadcasting.org chat room, welcome. Come on in and join in, folks, if you ain't on the republicbroadcasting.org website chat room. You're missing out on a lot of fun. Dylan, go ahead, my friend. How you doing?
Yeah, hallelujah, Yahweh, brother. I know that we're in agreement that the Torah, that is the first five books, are the foundation of Scripture, and all other scriptures or potential scriptures are to be judged by them. When somebody asks me what's the most important book to read, I say Genesis, and then they say, what's the next book? I say Exodus. If I could just read a few verses from Exodus chapter 20 here, I'll only be substituting the... I only be reinserting, covering up their substitutions where they put God and Lord. It says, and the Almighty spake all these words, saying, I'm Yahweh, thy ruler, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. These two paragraphs right here, this is verse 1 and 2, this is like the preamble, and this is a thing, preambles are often not read, like the so-called Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, has a preamble that's not included in most constitutions. The King James Bible has a dedicatory epistle that's very revealing, and this is a preamble to what we call the Ten Commandments, which are found in one of the places is Exodus 20, verses 2 through 17. But verse 1 and 2 said, "And the Almighty spake all these words." So first of all, He spoke. We believe that. We understand that. He spoke.
Yes.
Right, brother?
That's right.
I mean, the fact that this is all concrete is because He spoke it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like better than in stone.
That's right.
Spoke it. That's how we exist.
That's right. By the word of it, spoke it into existence.
And verse 2 of chapter 20 of Exodus, "I am Yahweh, thy ruler, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." And a lot of us here in America, are realizing that we're in a house of bondage. And a lot of people are working to help get us out. And we've got all these socio-political activities that we're doing. And many of us are doing them in the name of Yahweh. And some people are not even using the name of Yahweh. But I still believe that the sincere believers who are putting one step in front of the other are being guided. Their steps are being guided by Yahweh. But it says, "I am Yahweh, thy ruler, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of IRS, bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And this commandment is, no one's able to abide by it all the time. We all come up with some god at, even if it's just for a moment, during the course of our day or our week, we all fall into a breaking the first commandment at various times. We think that the government or the IRS or our spouse or our children, or we must do such and such for them. You know, if I can just please them, then I will feel secure. Then that will be my safety. I will be saved from my worry and discomfort.
Yeah, that's well said, bro. I mean, there can be a lot of idols, and like you said, the house out of. And, our producer, Manny, said you have a great sense of humor, by the way.
Well, you got to, because we're in the foxhole. We're in the house of bondage.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's bullets flying overhead.
Yeah, you know how they get you in bondage, though? I know there's a lot of good things about how the 16th Amendment was never ratified, and indeed, I agree and concur, it never was ratified. And they say, "Show me the law, show me the law." Okay, that's a good argument. The only problem is that people have forfeited their right to that non-law, or to use that quote-unquote non-law, if they've contracted. This is how the house of bondage works for Egypt and Babylon and Mystery Babylon in America, if you will. If this is the greatest system, I say it's the greatest land. I don't believe it's the greatest system, because people think, oh, well, it's the system. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Well, then if that's the case, then how come there's more people in prison in this land, okay, per any other place in the world? It's because it's through contract. It's through your permission. And people say, well, they did it under coercion. They got me to sign that thing under coercion. Well, okay, then it's still voluntary. You still signed the thing, didn't you? That's the bottom line. It's through your signature. That is in. That is totally voluntary. They can get your thumbprint, book you, put you in jail. They can force that thumbprint out of you, but they cannot force that signature. And we'll hold Dylan over the break here. If you want to get in on this conversation, 800-313-9443. Take an open line call here on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. You can check out the chat room. You got, I've got a few in there. You got Alan, you got George H., you got Gulag 2008, you know, Omnipotent, and, again, republicbroadcasting.org. And of course, we've got Dylan, with us, on the line. Welcome, Dylan. Again, go ahead and continue what you were saying.
Okay, in the name of Yahweh, brother, I'm here on Exodus chapter 20. Verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of any thing that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, thy ruler, am a jealous ruler, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So, we're obviously anyone living today is obviously of the third and fourth generation of somebody, and many of those somebodies hated Yahweh. And we're paying the price for the iniquity, not only our own, but of our predecessors, three and four generations before us. You know, certain United States presidential administrations, the names of presidents come to mind, you know, like Roosevelt and such. Anyway, but he goes on here, Yahweh, that is, in verse 6 of chapter 20 of Exodus, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, of course, it's so easy to break this first commandment. We all do it at one time or another. I will do it again, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. It might just be for 5 seconds. It might be for 5 days. But as stated in the Old and Renewed, in the First and Renewed Covenant, in the so-called Old and New Testaments, we have an advocate in the Father, the Messiah. And he did walk the earth, and he was not an attorney. But he is our advocate.
And that's right.
He never went to school. He didn't take any titles of men such as Esquire. Attorneys hold the, you were talking about attorneys before I got on. Attorneys hold the noble title of Esquire.
Right, you mean the attorney on me? Because if you take an attorney, generally they'll sell your position out because they took an oath to the court. They don't have your best interest at heart. They have the court's interest because of the oath, the secret oath they take, the secret works of darkness that they participate in. Liar, liar, synonyms, by the way.
A lawful government under the Constitution of the United States of America, which is what is considered to be lawful by anyone who acknowledges the Constitution, the lawful government cannot grant the title of nobility. Only a foreign power may grant it, and Congress must consent to that. This is in Article 1, Section 9, Paragraph 8 of the Constitution. Okay, so Congress has no authority to consent to the granting of titles of nobility in mass to a special class of citizenry in perpetuity. Okay, and that's what happens. These nobles, okay, in practical sense, regardless of whether they have the title of Esquire or not, attorneys are nobles. They are nobles. They can do what you and I can't, cross the bar, go right up, talk to the judge about, you know, whatever. Excuse me.
Ironic, though, Dylan, just to hold that thought, that they're called nobles when they're the generally the lowest scum of the earth.
Well, they even have an advocate with the Father. All they have to do is start loving him and putting their best foot forward to fulfill his commandments.
Well, they can get forgiveness, but the Messiah pronounced a great woe. He said, "Woe unto you lawyers." And he says it right there in the New Covenant. So I would say for them to be saved, they would have to get out and get out of their secret works of darkness, because until that time, they're practicing scum. With all due respect to those who are repenting right now, all you lawyers, lying lawyers out there, that are just synonyms, by the way. And you might say, Zach, why you got an axe to grind against lawyers? It's because, well, I had two of them that I know that are repenting and coming out of the garbage.
Well, that's hallelujah.
That's good. That's good news. And I didn't think it would, y'all blew my mind by showing, hey, don't judge a man or a woman. If he's coming to me, I'm bringing him out of that muck and the mire. And that's what he's showing me. So what I'm saying is, but if they stay holding that bar card, swearing allegiance to a foreign power, they are practicing scum, and until they repent and get out of it, they're never going to be saved, with all due respect. They can't be saved in that position, with all due respect. According to the Messiah. That's what the Messiah said. Woe unto you lawyers. And when he says woe, he means judgment's coming to you until you repent.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I guess I can address those two specific attorneys down in Phoenix, Arizona, on North Central Street. I'll just leave it at that. You need to repent. You're going to hell unless you repent, my friend.
I just want to say that trying to fulfill the Ten Commandments to the best of one's knowledge is very liberating. When I made a commitment just to attempt it, it was liberating. And I was listening to you for a while, and I understood and believed about the seventh day being 4 days out of a 29 or 30-day cycle, which is every cycle of the moon. And we've gone over that. You've gone over that. You showed me in Scripture where it was, and now I know it in my heart that the so-called third commandment, that to keep the Sabbath, is not on a perpetual seven-day cycle, and that this Roman calendar we use is a god. It's a idol.
It's a pagan deity. Yeah, it has indeed become a pagan deity. That's actually planetary worship in our bottom line.
And the just as much as on the working days, we are to put one foot in front of the other to achieve what we can in the name of Yahweh. He wants us at least 4 days out of every 29 to 30-day cycle to stop those activities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the Renewed Covenant, the Messiah said, you know, a man who even thinks about murder has broken the commandment not to murder. A man who even thinks about adultery has committed adultery. So what I've learned here is, you know, I can't tell somebody else that I'll keep the Sabbath perfectly, because I don't. But what I've learned for sure, and everyone can apply this, is we don't have the right to worry on the Sabbath. We don't have the right to hurry unnecessarily. If there's no urgency, no emergency, we don't have the right to hurry. We don't have the right to worry. And that's really liberating. I mean, if there's got to be someone out there listening who, you know, because there's a lot of type A people and people who just have, you know, we're men and women. We have problems, and we have parents and friends and children and personal circumstances, but there's at least 4 days out of every 29 or 30-day cycle that Yahweh has commanded that we stop worrying and that we stop hurrying and do as little as possible, really. You know, and travel as little as possible.
Especially on the weekly Sabbath in particular. And if you noticed last night, folks, was the beginning of winter. It was the beginning of the 10th moon from the east. The new full moon, the new yellow full moon, actually came out in the east, and which signals to us, the 10th moon always signals to us the beginning of winter. And if you notice the last few days, the temperatures have really begun to drop.
Amen.
So the 10th moon is always the beginning of winter, and you know, Dylan, I always appreciate your comments and your thoughts and sharing us some of the scriptures that the Father's showing you. Indeed, He has given you revelation, and you know, we all need to get our own revelation from the Father. Our personal relationship with Him needs to increase, and you know, I always appreciate you, and hope you keep calling. And anytime,
thank you, brother.
You know, I know we've talked off the air once or twice, I think, and feel free to do that as well, and we'll
surely
hear
will.
From you. Hopefully in the future, and if you folks want to come on in this call, 313-9443. We'd love to take your calls. We're opening phone lines tonight, and we're talking about a plethora of issues, but indeed, we've touched on some issues about secret works of darkness, evil government. But you know what? Yahweh does use evil government, and we've touched on this broadcast before. He's used Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, an evil system of government. He's used Potiphar, and even Joseph was a righteous man. He even served under man in command, Yahweh. And yet he, as a slave, interpreted dreams, if you will. And the father remembered him and brought forth many promises. And indeed, the Ephraimites and the Manassites, which are the modern day people who inherited this land, these great 50 de jure states, I should say, that the land, you know, that we have inherited, indeed, inheritance of Ephraim and Manasseh. And Manasseh, half of Manasseh, split off, and they became the native first people of the land. But the Ephraimites, the other brothers, if you will, the younger brother who got a bigger portion, a bigger blessing, because they controlled literally the land in the last days by the granting of the father's permission, and that would be the majority of the Europeans that came over here. You know, I mean, I'm Scotch-Irish, but I'm also Paiute and Cherokee, so I've got some Ephraimite and Nephite or Manasseh blood, but it's not about race, it's about grace. We don't want to get caught up in vain genealogies, and Messiah talked about that to the Apostle Paul and Timothy. But it is exciting to see the promises that are given to the Ephraimites and the Manassites. And many today call themselves Gentiles, but you don't realize you have Israelite blood running through your vein, because the Father, by His help, He said, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, that Jacob and Jacob's nations be blessed. Literally, His seed intermingled with every seed, so kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. But it's not until you believe in the Messiah, Yahweh the Messiah, the Father coming in the flesh as the Messiah, and you believe in His renewed covenant and His Nephite record and His, of course, more importantly, the Torah to judge everything by, like Dylan talked about. Until you come to that full understanding and revelation, there's going to be some missing pieces. It's going to feel like there's something still lacking, something still missing. And the Nephite record, I've found, has indeed answered a lot of the questions of these missing pieces, fulfilling Isaiah 29 and Ezekiel 37. Excuse me, it wasn't Ezekiel 36, as stated previously in other broadcasts, Ezekiel 37, about the two sticks. And but anyhow, what we need to get back to is going back, as we've stated many times, to the Father, Yahweh, with judgments, testimonies, statutes, and commandments. And when we come under His subjection, then we continue, then we refrain from covenanting and contracting with the heathen. You know, in His timing, because everybody's in different timing. Everybody's in a different pace in the Exodus right now. And what are we exiting, Zach? Well, what we're exiting is Babylon, Egypt, the system. And that's what it is. It's a Federal Reserve System. That's right. And so you have today those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, because they have not received a renewed covenant from Matthew to Revelation. They haven't received the Messiah, Yahweh, come in the flesh. And a lot of them are saying they are, but they're not. The synagogue of Satan, due to the fact that they're not even Semitic, but yet use the card anti-Semitic if you talk this way, when they're Japhetic, from the line of Japheth. But again, it's not about race. Even though we bring these issues up, there are some covenant promises in that respect in Scripture. But we need to understand, though, that until you believe in the Messiah, you cannot be a true Israelite. You can be an Israeli, but that doesn't mean you're an Israelite. that's a very true statement. You have to come to the knowledge of the Messiah, that He is already come in the flesh, that He did die for your sins. On the third day, He did rose from the grave. And His name was never Jesus or Lord or God or Jehovah. That's one of the biggest deceptions, again, that's ever been sold or told. His name is Yahweh. He came in the Father's name. Well, it was the Father's name. Well, it wasn't Jesus. It wasn't Lord, which means Baal. It wasn't God, which goes back to Zeus worship. It surely wasn't Jesus. Okay. Now, people have referred to Him as such, but the Father, look, don't profane my name. Don't take my name in vain. He didn't say, well, whether you knew it or not, it would be okay if you didn't know, but it would be wrong if you knew. No, He said it was wrong, period. He winked at our ignorance, the book of Acts says, but now still commands all men everywhere to repent. And He said He's coming back for a people called by His name. My people shall know my name, Isaiah says. 2 Chronicles 7:14 states as such. But anyhow, Richie in Louisiana, friend.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, bro.
Man, this new moon Sabbath thing has really got my head whirling.
Minister,
I've been trying to search it out and come to my own conclusions, but
well, if you disagree with me, share with me, because hey, I'm not trying to say I know all, have all the answers to all the questions, but I do believe, with all due respect, that the new moon is when it's at its brightest, fullest apex, when it changes from white to yellow. Yellow in particular.
You make a good argument. But like I said, my own personal conclusions have come that the people who talk about the conjunction make just as good an argument. Here's a clue that may help us.
Okay, go ahead.
When Yahuwah spoke to Moses in Exodus and told him, this is the first month of months, where he was declaring Abib, the first month. Then he says you're supposed to have, you take the lamb on the 10th day, and it's to be sacrificed on the 14th day. So now that brings us into a day before the weekly Sabbath. And then you read further on where they're in the wilderness on the 15th day of the second month. And that's where he establishes the weekly Sabbath. He instructs Moses and the Israelites to gather the quail that evening and then to count 6 days after that, which means the 15th had to be a Sabbath.
A weekly Sabbath, because it happened on the 1st of the 15th, the 2nd of the 15th, and you can't do that on a Gregorian time. Hey, Richie, hold on. We've got a break here for a final segment to come back. You're tuned to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Zachariah Daniel show here on RBN with my producer there, Manny, in the controls there in Round Rock. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I will say this, and we still have Richie on the line, I believe, the conjunction position, those who believe that the dark moon is the new moon, on the Catholic calendar on your wall, what they call the Gregorian calendar, named after Pope Gregory, who was the first pope of the Catholic Church, and it states the dark moon. And Jews say the sliver is just like the Muslims. They both, all three positions, from conjunction, a sliver, and there's only one correct, and that's a false left-right choice. It's not sliver or dark, it's full new moon. Because if you look at the term full moon and new moon in Old Tanakh, Old Testaments, if you will, you'll see the term full moon in 720 of Proverbs, also in Psalms 81:3. And you look at the literal version by J.P. Green, you will find that the full moon and new moon are the same term. It's the same interchangeable words in the Hebrew. Conjunction, dark moon, there's 3 days of darkness, and you got a shot in the dark, 1 in 3, literally, pun intended, to get it right, Richie. What's your thoughts?
Well, again, that's very confusing. I'm just trying to take the line upon...
Yeah, it is confusing. There's 3 days of darkness, my friend.
Let me finish what I'm saying to be able to determine this in one's own mind. We know that the Passover is to occur on the 14th day of the first month, correct?
That's right, brother. You're right.
Okay, so if the 15th...
I appreciate you, bro, because you've been calling in and faithful. I really do appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I don't have the answer either. I'm asking questions, and here's some of the clues that I've stumbled upon. If the 15th day is the Sabbath day, which mm-hmm. would be the day after the Passover, now sure. We go to the New Testament, and we know that the Yahuwah was sacrificed on the 14th. We read
That's
that
right.
Mary approached the tomb on the first day of the week. So we know that the Messiah said the sign that he would leave would be the sign of Jonah, 3 days days and nights, as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. So, also mm-hmm. Daniel says that in Daniel that the Messiah will be taken from us in the midst of the week. Now, if you do a calendar and you go and you take the Exodus chapter where he establishes the Sabbath, he talks to Moses on the 15th day of the second month, which we've established as the Sabbath. You count back to the 14th day of the prior month, and that will land on a Wednesday, which means the following day would have been a Thursday.
Well, even then, those terms we know weren't even using. And again, that system of time.
Okay, the third day of the week then.
Right. Well, all that term, you know, all those terms are still, you know, way after the Messiah had left the scene after, you know, on the earth, that is.
Well,
but yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from.
There was the 7-day weekly Sabbath was reestablished in the wilderness. As I said, I believe it's Exodus 16, I believe is the chapter.
Yeah, right.
Where they talk about the quail are going to come into the camp, so you save those. Now, in the next morning, I want you to start counting 6 days.
Right.
So I just can't, you know, if the new moon, regardless of its phase, conjunction, sliver, or full, regardless of whatever that is, if you go on to the 14th day of the first month, that is Passover, then accordingly, if the new moon establishes it as the first day of the week, then the 15th day would be the day after the Passover. And we read in chapter in the New Testament where Mary went to the tomb 3 days after the beginning, while it was dark, of the first day of the week.
Well, hey, you know, I appreciate your thoughts. And Richie, please call again. We've run out of time. But I will say that for those that want to observe this true scriptural Sabbath according...